Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. You can listen to us on the go anywhere you want, all across the country on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 16th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Play the music, Cakes. Do it, buddy.
Johnny Cakes Auville is here.
It's called a Victory Monday, JP. Victory Monday.
Jason Bishop is here.
JP, what's up? What's up, boys?
It is a Victory Monday. Commanders get a 21-18 win.
Thank
we will be
God.
Breaking it down throughout the four-hour program. John Keim will join us coming up at 7 o'clock.
I've never prayed for a guy to make a pick more than I did for Austin Seibert to make his seventh field goal today.
I felt
so he didn't have to come in for a misery Monday.
Yeah, it would have been a misery week.
And just talk about Daniel Jones owning the Commanders again. Yeah. Thank you, Austin Seibert. I would like your address. I'd like to send you a gift card.
Well,
like
if he missed it, it wouldn't necessarily have been a loss because it would have been overtime and they would have had a chance to win.
If he misses that kick, it's 1,000% chance that would have been a loss.
Gotta thank Malik Nabers for the drop. Gave us that drop.
I'll thank him also for the delicious fantasy production, but more importantly, thank you for the drop
thank
on the sideline.
Thank you for the drop.
They had
thank
some breaks.
Yes, we appreciate that.
I think the biggest play of the game was the first play.
It was a huge play.
The very first play that was nullified, but Graham Gano pulled his hammy on that first play.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Love to see it.
That was
Dable
huge.
Didn't give the punter another shot because they were saying that the punter was hitting 50 yarders. He missed the first
it's a
extra point.
Thing. You can make a 50 yarder when you're standing there and kicking it, but the operation.
I know he
is
missed the extra point, but it wasn't terrible.
No, but it's
he
just
probably
a timing
has enough
thing.
Leg, and I'm guessing they practice it on occasion.
Again, I'm sure he has the leg. But it's a timing.
No, I'm just telling you, I'm surprised.
Also, it's a trust in your kicker thing, which the Commanders clearly know something about ever since signing McManus, and that blew up in their face.
Well, people often argue that going for two is better anyway, so I didn't feel that much sympathy for them.
No.
You know, I mean, whatever. Figure it out. It happens. Look, they're very fortunate to get the win. I'm thrilled we got the win, but there's a lot that you to be scared about. I think the offensive stuff will be correctable, actually. I think the penalties were infuriating.
Yeah.
But I think that's correctable. What I don't think is correctable is we have not been able to. It's 2 weeks in a row now where they're just running right up the gut on us.
Yeah. I mean,
right up the gut. And our corners, we all knew going in they were an issue. I thought St. Juice played his best game, you know, relatively speaking, in a long time, maybe as a Redskin, Command, whatever you want to call him. But, man, we have some serious issues that on the defensive side that I'm not sure we're going to be able to fix.
I mean, Devin Singletary is fine. Like, he averages 4.6 yards per carry in his career. He averaged almost 6 yards per carry yesterday.
Yeah, he was killing him.
That's just inexcusable.
But like
you
said,
last week, it's right up the gut.
Yeah, they're slamming it right up the middle.
That's supposed to be
the
strength of our defense. Be honest.
I know.
Supposed to be the strength
of our defense. But like you said, the number one receivers on the other team, if they're good,
well, that's a problem.
They're going to get the ball.
Well, you think Ja'Marr Chase isn't going to get his next week?
He's going
to
get his.
It's a slow start to the season.
I'm saying this on purpose at 6:04 on Monday.
Yes.
I want everybody driving in over at Commander's Park to pay attention. No one of note, literally no one of any consequence, is picking the Commanders this week. Nobody can. Nobody can.
No.
So it's you against the world.
Yep.
Hopefully it motivates you. Because no one in their right mind can pick us to beat the Bengals the way that defense is playing. I'm comfortable with our offense. Noah Brown been a great addition. I don't love that all this, you know, JP always talks about the sideways, but, you know, I guess that's what they're going to do. I don't love it, but I think that we'll score points. We'll move the football like we did yesterday. 37 minutes time of possession. That was dominating.
Yep.
But they may just have to score outside of the red zone.
They can't stop anybody.
They need that. They need that tidied up. The stalling in the red zone. Well, that's going backwards.
I blame the penalties. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like that
but at least you're getting there. Right, I mean, focus on the positive.
Yeah.
They didn't punt.
Nope.
That was great.
JP, you look at the first drive.
Yep.
16 plays, 64 yards, 9 minutes, 36 seconds, time of possession.
Yeah.
All right, they get killed by a false start, settle for a field goal. Mm-hmm. And that was the theme of the day. Second drive, 10 plays, 43 yards, 5 minutes, 29 seconds, time of possession. Third drive, 14 plays, 74 yards, 6 minutes, 26 seconds, time of possession. And that continued throughout the game. So they showed they can move the ball. And yes, Noah Brown is a huge addition because nice they need more help
need
from their receivers.
I was also glad to have quieted this whole, Jaden never throws over the middle, or you know, he only throws to the side. I think that's just what the offense that they're designing. And you know, they're going to take shots. We haven't seen enough of them. We all want to see more, but he's certainly capable of doing it.
There's a reason that Austin Eckler's leading the team in receiving after 2 weeks with 99 yards.
Yeah.
He's a really good receiver out of the backfield. He's a safety
and he
valve.
Looks great.
I think he's going to lead the team for the 17 weeks.
He looks great. Eckler looks great.
Yeah.
Listen, I know we don't have this, you know, we don't have the John Taylor, Jerry Rice combo. We don't have that. No, but I do think I do think that Ertz is very serviceable. He's going to be one of their top threats. They got to get more out of Terry, but I think, you know, he's a reasonable threat. Nobody should be, you know, ashamed of him. If Noah Brown can develop a little bit, and then Eckler, B-Rob, I mean, they have, again, I know you hate it when I say it, they have enough weapons to be successful on offense, in my opinion.
And maybe the blueprint is that they're just going to be run heavy like they were yesterday. Yeah. They were super run heavy.
They rolled up 415 yards.
Right. And by the way, even though everyone panicked and pooped their pants when Jaden got the wind knocked out of him, because that's what everybody's been worried about, that kid is special with some of those runs.
Tough.
He's so tough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's taking a lot of hits, though.
But they need to understand, no one of note, no one of any consequence is going to pick us against the Bengals.
Nor should they.
So they right.
Are you?
So, no. I'm not.
Especially on a Monday night.
No one will.
On a Monday night when the Bengals had the Chiefs beat in their house.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that was a gift.
Did you like the call?
No.
Interference call?
No, but he did hit him before. He hit him before.
You may not like it,
I didn't like the defensive call. I didn't like only rushing three guys, giving Mahomes some more time to throw downfield. I didn't like that call at all. I thought they should have rushed some more guys and make him throw the ball quicker.
But he did interfere with his ability to catch the ball. There's no question about it. He got there early.
But Chase is going to do some damage.
No, he will. And I hope we shock the world. We've done it before. It's perfect setup.
And who knows? Higgins might be back.
But I can already tell you right now, I'm emotionally hedging that game. I'm betting on Cincinnati.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to come home happy one way or the other. We're either going to win that game, and I'm going to lose money, or I'm going to win money and be happy.
Yeah, one way or another, it's going to be a positive outcome.
I'm going to have a positive outcome.
Yes.
Because it's hard to envision a scenario other than past miracles that have happened before. Like when we beat Pittsburgh when they were 11-0 or whatever and it came in. You know, there have been situations where we beat Green Bay when everyone picked them. You know, I can remember beating Tom Brady one year when no one thought we would. So they could do it. But the way they're – listen. This coaching staff is on watch for me. I expected this defense to be markedly better. More pressure. Just not
under-talented.
They just not happy.
I mean, Daniel Jones was ragdolled in week one by the Vikings, and the Commanders couldn't get to him. One sack all day.
They're under-talented.
Yeah.
Their defensive ends.
They don't get any
pressure.
It was
going to be a question mark. I know Farrell had a sack yesterday. That was caused by Daron Payne's penetration.
Did they explain why?
They have two sacks now in two games.
Why was Jamin a healthy scratch? Did they explain it? Or are we just going to say Jamin sucks? That's what everyone wants to say. Did they give a rationale? Was he late to a practice?
Healthy scratch, I've not heard.
Was he just sucking all week?
Kime will tell us. Yeah, Kime will
tell us. If he knows, he might not even know.
I didn't see him. I watched the pressers. I didn't see anybody talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. We should focus on some positive things.
The offense was fairly positive.
Brian Robinson Jr. had a huge game. Best game of his career. 17 carries for 133 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost an 8 yards per carry average.
He was awesome.
He broke off some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that breakaway speed to take it to the house because he had an opportunity. but he's just a huge game.
He's physical. Listen. Like, he's just going to run through tackles, and he's going to drag dudes with
him.
He usually does not
give the ball away.
Right.
No, he's pretty good with that. He falls.
He was really good at that in college.
And powerful. You know what? Another positive, they got Eckler more involved.
And we said that last week.
His touch is basically doubled.
We said to double the touches.
Of course.
And that's what they did.
You said give him 10 to 12 touches.
Yep. Well, this guy also said.
I think they should give him more than that.
Maybe they
should. I agree with you. But this guy also said Brian Robinson was running the best of his career in the preseason. Week one didn't show. This is what I think this kid is capable of. What he showed
yesterday. He was really good yesterday.
He looked really good in the preseason. This is we're starting to see what he can do.
I hope he's combined for 15 to 17 carries every single week because that's the role.
Combined, they ran for 215 yards as a team.
Right, mm-hmm.
Despite a lot of that the fact Jaden.
Sure, yep. Despite the fact they didn't push it. I mean, Jaden finished with 44 yards on 10 runs,
but at least two or three big ones.
Yep.
Big ones.
You know, I would be encouraged.
The 14 yarder was his biggest.
It's frustrating when you can't punch it in and don't score a touchdown.
Yeah,
and typically, if you give up three touchdowns and you don't score any, you lose.
Of course.
But they were able to win this game.
Very fortunate.
I think Jason's right. I mean, our neighbors dropped it on fourth down, but in any other game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
They could kick a field goal there.
Yeah, they were very fortunate. They were very fortunate.
I'm confident we were good down the field and do something. I'm not willing to say they have red zone issues yet. Maybe next week we will. Those penalties are so debilitating that I'm just going to write it off. That's probably too simplistic. But, I mean, we damn near had a penalty every time we were in the red zone.
Soul crushers.
I mean, they're drive-enders. I mean, they're devastating.
I don't understand why. These are veteran offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Why they're I mean, Sinnott's a rookie, okay. But the veteran offensive linemen, not knowing the counts.
Yeah. I don't know if Jaden was effing up.
Maybe it could have been something like that.
And I don't know what it was.
Schlereth was killing them on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Just destroying
He didn't understand
them.
It.
Basically saying his Pop Warner football team that he coached would be running laps forever.
Right. That's what he said.
If they were that bad.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
He's right.
I agree with on the defensive side, Joe Witt said he has to be better.
Yeah.
I agree. You have to be better, Joe Witt. And I think somebody over there on the offense side, I don't know who it is. Obviously, the players are responsible, but the coaches, they got. And Kime swears, and all the guys that cover the team, that they work on red zone all, and you know, they worked on it all preseason. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they did, but they obviously didn't work on it enough.
Well, it's hard when you get behind the eight ball because of the penalties, and the penalties were stifling.
I'm talking about the penalties.
I mean, they didn't actually throw the ball into the end zone, but maybe once or twice that I can remember.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
I remember the one where he was kind of scrambling around, he threw to the back of the end zone, and Diami was out of bounds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't really remember any others.
He probably threw that a hair late. And there was one or two where Jaden clearly has to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
You know, where he's evading. And, you know, he's probably used to turning that corner in college where not every time you're going to be able to turn that corner in pros. Just throw it away. You saw Mahomes do it a bunch of times yesterday. Just throw it away.
And I'm not one to tell Adam Peters how to do his job.
I might.
But if a demonic pass rusher and a top corner aren't at the top of your list for the offseason, then I don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because they have to be top of list.
Well, they want, if they had the top two or three pick,
right,
which they might, Travis Hunter out of Colorado is who they're going to take.
Then please pick him.
And you could use him
both ways.
As receiver or a corner.
Yes.
I like it.
Because he's unbelievable, both of them.
All right, it is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles. A 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. As I mentioned, John Kime joins us at 7. We'll also have our colleagues check in at 8:20. Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980, will join us. 6:45, we're Graydon Jaden. But next, we want to hear from you. Pros and cons from the game. Your takeaways. 800-636-1067. It is Victory Monday. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.